Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and he joins us every week at this time to warn us about a lot, including the top scams in the country. There's a list that came out on this. Tell us about it, Steve. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me today. Yeah, so we have our number one on our list for scams on our scam tracker this time is investment cryptocurrencies. That's the riskiest scam right now across the North America. So we're advising consumers not to get involved with cryptocurrency unless they understand it or know somebody who does, and to be very careful about that type of scam that's happening all across the country. And employment scams are number two as the riskiest scams on the list. People are getting more elaborate with employment scams where they offer you jobs and they don't have it. They ask you to send money in or they ask you to buy products. So you got to be careful with that. And number three on the list, Bob, is online purchase scams, where people, are online are still falling for those fake companies, counterfeit sites, where they put their credit card in and never get the product or get an inferior product. So make sure you work on that. And number four is home improvement. It's always a problem, it's a perennial problem, especially in the spring season. Make sure you check on those contractors. Romance scams, rank number five. Again, please, don't give anybody money you haven't met, and don't fall in love with somebody you haven't met, because the scammers are out there. Mm-hmm. And advanced fee loan scams, number six, as we talk about quite often, Bob, and never give money to get a loan. Phishing emails where you think it's the company emailing you, and it's not. Don't click on those emails. Call the company directly. And number eight is credit repair. Be careful of credit repair companies saying they can help you erase debt. They can't. And they ask you for a fee. They can't do that either. Tech support is number nine, where you get an email, it pops up, or your screen changes and says, you got a virus, click here to help. It can help you. This is Microsoft. It's not them. And don't click on those links. And number 10 is travel timeshare vacation scams. As we're entering the spring season, be careful of timeshares. If you sign up for a timeshare, make sure you understand the pitfalls before signing up for a timeshare, because some people take years to try to get rid of it and they can't.
You mentioned romance scams. You have an alert about something happening with Tinder. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, Bob, that's a new scam that we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau. When you click right on Tinder, when you like somebody, you get to know the person. They try to get you off the website, and they want to then befriend you and tell you that they have this great investment scam, or this investment offer, rather, that turns up to be a scam. So anybody wants to get you off the site itself, that's the tip-off to the rip-off. Bob, stay on the site where the protection is. If somebody wants to get you off and has a great offer, don't believe them. It's usually a scam.
Also going around right now, SAT scams. How does this work?
Yeah, parents of high school students will be getting these calls, and unfortunately, SAT and ACT scores are a huge deal for everybody, as you know, with college admissions. They're looking at, on these particular numbers. You get an unsolicited call from a person claiming to be from the college board who's responsible for the SAT or ACT, and they can help you. They'll send you information about your child and, of course, your credit card number. So they don't make those unsolicited calls like that. They don't want information like that, so... those are third-party companies who are trying to sell you something or steal your children's ID as well. So if you get a call from a SAT, or SAT company or ACT, make sure you do some research on them.
Be careful out there. Have you heard a lot about businesses getting notices supposedly from the government, but they're fake?
We do, Bob, and that's a big problem we're seeing more at the Better Business Bureau, not only in Chicago, but all across the company. Imposters are running these scams by mail, too, as well as emails, and they're basically saying they're sending out letters, or they're sending out these emails saying that they, from this organization regarding its regulations or trademarks or something to do with your business, licensing, and they need more information from you, or you got to click on this link. Or send in money, for the fees. And some of these are not governmental agencies they're touting to be, so make sure you go to USA.gov to find out the legitimate agency's names and go to that site and see if it actually is them that sent you the notice. But businesses are being scammed just as much as consumers, Bob, we're seeing.
This question came in from one of our listeners. It's about a Facebook, and they're frustrated because they can't contact anybody. The Facebook account was wiped out, and they're trying to report it. What do they do?
Well, Bob, it happens quite often. You know, I hear from a lot of consumers, and I have friends who went through this. It's in businesses as well. The thing only to do is go to facebook.com/hacked. Everything else, all those companies touting they can help you are not legitimate at all. Facebook is the only one going to help you, and like you, one of your listeners saying, it's very hard to get to them. Everything's done through, you know, through the site itself or the app. And hopefully they will be able to correct it. And I've seen it done, but it takes some time to do, Bob, and the squeaky wheel gets to it all the time.
What's that site you go to, Steve?
Facebook.com/hacked.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Appreciate the warnings as always. Talk to you next week, Steve. Have a good one.
Sure. Have a great day, Bob.